Buying property in Switzerland is fairly unique, but it's apparently something that a lot of you are looking into. Our current online survey, please fill it out, it's on our homepage, it'll take 2 minutes, is telling me that over two-thirds of you either own your own home or you're looking into the possibility of buying a home. So I thought I should find out a little bit more about the process for anyone who is curious. Stefan Heitmann is CEO of Money Park. They are an independent mortgage and real estate specialist with offices all over Switzerland. I connected up with Stefan and said, hey, Stefan, what's the housing market looking like?
Well, the current housing market in Switzerland is healthy, but very tight on the buying side. So we have a massive overdemand in people looking for property. Unfortunately, not enough supply to satisfy the demand. But overall, a healthy, albeit a very expensive housing market.
So does this mean it's a good time to sell?
It's a great time to sell if you have anything to sell, because again, there is so much demand for it. It's always a tough time to buy, but it's clearly a market where the seller is in a more advantageous position compared to the buyer.
How has last year and COVID essentially affected the housing market, would you say?
We are running a number of surveys, polls, analysis on our customer base and also outside of it. And we are clearly seeing impact of COVID on the housing market. So most importantly, the housing and the wish to own a house has, if anything, become even more pronounced in Switzerland. We also see that the type of housing people are looking for has pretty dramatically changed over the last 12 months, away from the very urban city flat into an even bigger appetite for places more on the suburban side, places that are surrounded with a decent garden or at least a terrace, a balcony. So this amount of people placing importance on criteria of outside surroundings increased massively from about a third to now over 50% of all buyers looking for such places. Commuting times are not being factored in as a massive downside anymore, or as not as strong of a downside anymore as it used to be. Because people are expecting, obviously, to have split operations and home office situations to continue and last beyond COVID.
But if people are moving out of the cities a little bit more, does that not mean that city properties are then becoming available, or no, because they struggle to actually find their country property?
And the latter is for sure true as well. But it is true, actually. If we look at prices and which prices or which type of price and reasons have changed, we do see that the places in the city are flattening out a little bit on the price increase trend on a very high level, I should say, though. And yes, indeed, single homes, standalone housing in the suburban, more rural, not fully rural, I should say, but more rural areas are picking up in pricing, relatively speaking, faster than those in the city. That's true.
I understand that buying a house in Switzerland is pretty unique compared to buying a house or buying a property in other countries. From what I understand, interest is very low, but you have to put down quite a significant down payment. That's about as much as I know. Can you fill in the rest for me, please, Stefan?
I will surely try. I will surely try, Kat. So, first of all, indeed, interest rates are very low also compared to international levels. So we're seeing, as of today, for instance, a 10-year rate of just under 0.8%, which is very low, 5 years for about 0.55, 0.58%. Those are the most recent rates as of today. How do you actually get into a house in Switzerland? So first of all, indeed, the market is heavily regulated and very, very toughly regulated. Also, again, compared to other markets around us, and especially so UK, US markets, where it's much, much easier to enter the housing market. In Switzerland, you first of all need 20% of your own funds, of which 10% typically have to be in hard cash. 10% can come from any of your two pension pillars, so either the second or the third pillar, to make up for those 20% equity that you would need to bring. 80% of them will be mortgaged, which also, unlike other countries, has to be amortized in 15 years or till retirement, down to a level of 65%. So you need to go down from an 80% LTV down to a 65% LTV over a certain period of time. You may then, however, keep this level of debt standing, which is not too bad. I mean, if you look at other countries, you have to amortize it down to 0%. So in this regard, Switzerland is rather open or flexible. And then there's a massive second pillar, other than the equity part of the house buying, that is of importance. And this is a question that concerns affordability. So the monthly cost that you as a property buyer or then owner should be able to shoulder should not exceed a third of your household income. And this is then again calculated in different ways, also depending provider by provider. But you know, roughly speaking, a third of your household income should be the maximum amount of cost that you should be putting down against your mortgage. And these costs include a certain interest rate, which, funny enough, in Switzerland is not calculated as the market rate, which I just gave you quotes on, but is an artificial rate coming back from historic super high levels of interest rates and are currently calculated as 5%. So this is a tricky part and not an easy one to overcome for many buyers, but your difference is provider by provider.
What is the first step, Stefan? Is it finding the property that you're after, or is it visiting maybe a mortgage broker to find out what your budget is going to be? What's the first thing to do?
Well, for most people, the journey typically starts with roaming some websites, looking for property, falling in love with some of the offers if they do find some. And then, unfortunately, many realize too late that the financing process does take some time to begin with, but might also change the picture of what you're looking for quite considerably. Because you might either underestimate or overestimate your buying potential. So we would indeed very, very strongly recommend a potential buyer to speak to a financing specialist early in the journey and not too late, especially if such a provider is also, as we are, for instance, supporting the search process and also looking at matching existing property owners to certain people looking for properties. There might be also new sources of property available to you as a potential buyer. This is important in Switzerland, even more so because about a third, if not more, anywhere between 30 to 40%, it's obviously not a fully official number, but anywhere between this range happens off market. So these properties never see any of the portals. So you as a potential buyer, unfortunately, would miss out on many of those opportunities.
As an independent mortgage and real estate specialist, what do you actually then like people to know maybe before they come and visit you? I guess the first thing is maybe get your payslips ready, get those out.
Indeed, this is obviously one of the first pieces of information that we would require. Also your tax statements, which is a mandatory piece of information to provide on the mortgage journey. But then it's also very important to understand the personal situation. What are you looking for? Many people, unfortunately, make the mistake of waiting too long and looking for this one dream home they would then like to own and stay there forever. This is often not the case, simply because it's not realistic or because conditions and situations change and the life cycle of the customer. So we have in Switzerland also, obviously, given the prices, but also due to other reasons, cultural and so on, a very late point of entering the property market. In other markets, specifically so US, UK markets, people enter the market much, much earlier, which is often smarter, especially at markets which have strong and steady increases in pricing. So we would like people to look for potential properties earlier. We would also like for them to realize that it's much, much more expensive to rent in this country than to actually own. So the question of getting into the housing market is tough, but once you're in, you easily save up to 50% compared to what typical tenants pay, because we're also looking at extremely high rents that people have to shoulder in this market.
It is true, though, that you don't hear very often about people flipping properties in Switzerland, as you would hear in the UK, for example, or the US. People move in, they do it up a bit, then they flip it, sell it on. It's not something I've ever heard of in Switzerland. Is it done at all?
Well, the two things here to consider. First of all, the regulator tries to put a lid on this. For tax reasons, for instance, you have certain very, very tough restrictions on flipping too quickly after you purchased. But this, this massive tax penalty that you'll be faced with typically eases after a certain period of time. And this is typically 5 years. But there's also a massive cultural difference. Continental European markets, Switzerland, Germany as well, these are typical, as I call them, buy and die markets. So people tend to be waiting long, buying this one place, staying there forever. So literally until, you know, typically the end of your days. So the property ladder, as we know it in the UK or the US, is far less used. And in my view, in a market like Switzerland, it would be so much more or so much smarter if people were to be considering that earlier on in their life, as especially also incomes are very good. People make decent amount of money early on in their career steps. So we simply tend to be seeing customers waiting too long, sometimes and often, unfortunately, than actually missing the boat on owning a property.
If all your finances were in place and then you saw a property tomorrow, when would you expect to get the keys to that property if all went well?
Well, if everything is lined up, i.e., you know, you're fully documented, the financing is ready, the seller is you know, all in agreement with anything that needs to be done, then it's a pure matter of getting a notary appointment and getting the administrative stuff done on the notary side. So this is absolutely no issue at all. So it can be done within days if need be. So if literally all things are ready, you'd be receiving your keys a few days from then onwards. But then typically, of course, there are the additional questions to consider. People have to move out of their home if it's not a new build. There might be, you know, certain hiccups in the process, which, you know, need to be taken into account. But anything from a few days to, unfortunately, many months, depending on what status you're in.
That's Stefan Heitmann there, CEO of Money Park, independent mortgage and real estate specialist in Switzerland, inspiring us to buy property in Switzerland and some top tips to do so. If you found this useful, do let us know. And if you think you know someone who would also find this information useful, it'll be up on our website shortly under Listen Again. Go to worldradio.ch.